The number of Americans who invest for their own retirement has soared in recent years as traditional pensions have given way to company-sponsored 401k plans. But many employees are unprepared for this financial responsibility. Even experienced investors can make mistakes. From San Francisco, NPR's Elaine Corey reports on a few of the most common traps.
On Tuesday mornings, Henry Bears leads a dedicated amateur chorus in a sing-along at a senior center in Berkeley, California.
Empty saddles in the old corral. Where will you ride tonight? Are you rounding up the doggies on the trails of long ago?
Bears has been retired for nearly a decade after pursuing careers as a social worker, an actor, and a merchant seaman. He found the work satisfying, but after half a century of hard work, he doesn't have much to show for his efforts.
Just Social Security. I try to survive on $700 a month or so.
Countless retirees share the same fate, but it doesn't have to be that way. Elizabeth Rhodes is a widow who volunteers at the center. Rhodes grew up poor, a child of the Depression.
We were always thrifty, having come from such poverty background. What we did in our family was finally achieve middle class.
Rhodes' first job at age 8 was in a sweatshop. She worked as a waitress and at the 1939 World's Fair, then spent 20 years at the telephone company Pacific Bell. Rhodes has saved and invested her way into what she calls a comfortable retirement. Rhodes is no expert, but her investment advice is sound, although it often goes unheeded.
Get started as early as you can. Don't spend all your money. Just do it.
A good place to start is a 401k. Employees can sock away part of their salary, tax-deferred, in a company-sponsored pension fund managed by investment experts. Given the benefits of compounding, even small contributions early on can amount to a big pot decades later. As of the new year, Congress has upped the amount employees can set aside by $500 annually to a total of $11,000. A survey suggests baby boomers are only saving on average 12% of what they say they'll need to retire. Even if you have delayed, that's no excuse not to start now. As for investment strategy, even a non-investor such as Henry Bears knows the cardinal rule.
The smartest way is a diversified type of investment system, so you don't put all of your eggs in one basket type of thing.
But diversification can be tricky. Edie Barshi, a financial planner in Berkeley, has clients who think they're savvy about investing, yet even they don't diversify enough.
A big mistake I see in people's portfolio is they'll say, well, I own four funds, so therefore I'm diversified, and all four funds will have the same portfolio, more or less. So while they think they are diversifying broadly, they're owning the S&P 500 in four different ways rather than having some mid-cap and some small-cap, for example.
Diversifying also entails spreading assets over many industries. Don't forget about international markets or bonds. They've been the only growth sector for the past 2 years. The older you get, the more you should shift assets from stocks into more predictable bonds and cash. It's a way of balancing risk. Barshi says people are often either too bold or too cautious.
They tend to have money in completely in cash or bonds, so they don't have enough growth in their portfolio. Or I see a lot of clients who will say to me, well, this is for 20, 30 years down the road, so I have lots of time to make it up, so therefore they'll be very out there on the aggressive side of the growth curve.
And beware of the trap thousands of Enron workers found themselves in. Their company 401k was loaded with assets in the form of Enron stock. When the company went bankrupt last year, the employees watched their retirement savings vanish. According to Barshi, even if you work for a blue-chip firm, you're asking for trouble if you hold more than, say, 10% of your retirement account in company shares.
Not only is your job on the line, but your investments are on the line as well. So if one goes down, both go down together, typically, not always, but typically.
Given all the pitfalls, investing for retirement is a challenge, but it's within the grasp of anyone willing to learn the basics. Buy a book, take a course, consult the internet, and take advantage of the counseling services most 401ks provide. Perhaps the best advice is the most basic: do it now or regret it later. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.